This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:06-ish. Yeah, there we go. Now it's 7:06. On Friday.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yesterday, I took an hour and listened to a classic secret show. We are taking secret shows from 6 years ago and taking the bleeps out. And they're so it's funny because we're so much younger. We're so much more into it. And Hooman has just gotten the Dolly Parton songs for Olive. And so he's talking about, I mean, that's a, it's there's some funny stuff that happens on yesterday's secret, or I guess we're going to put it up. Is it going up today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Don't ma'am me.
Yes,
miss. Yes, miss. Yikes.
What about Madame?
Sorry, I'm listening to something.
No, they don't like
Madame.
God. Anything that
about,
reminds them of
yes,
they're
Sarah.
Old.
Yes,
going
ma.
Up today. Yes,
all right, ma.
I don't like ma either. Feels like mom. He goes, no, it's like a, it's a Vietnamese, like.
It's not
like,
Vietnamese. It's,
I thought you said it was.
No, it's
ma.
It's just a slang.
It's a slang thing. It's
yeah.
Like, what's up, ma?
Yeah.
I say that to girls that are younger than me.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I want you. Can
I
say,
don't like
what's
it.
Up, sis?
Yes,
you know?
Miss. How about just
ma?
Miss
sounds
Sarah.
Like I'm a mother. I grew up calling my mother ma. Ma's what you call your mother.
Ma.
I am not your mother. I'm old enough to be your mother, but I'm not your mother.
Right.
Man, I mean, if I had a kid when I was 20, they'd be 32 now-ish. So, well, I mean, you know, plenty of people have kids as teenagers, right, Bryn? So anyway, today, today, a
Bryn.
Classic secret show is going up Bryn. From August, I think it's August
Bryn.
15th, 2012.
Oh,
and it's
God.
So funny to hear. We're so, some of the swears are so harsh.
Nice.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Super
nice.
Harsh. So you can listen to that.
Today.
On the radio.com app or on iTunes or, you know, wherever you get your podcasts from. Podcasts are everywhere now. They're everywhere, man. You can't get away from them. And there's a big thing about Olive. Like, Hooman is so excited about Olive. Like, it's just simmering right there.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dolly Parton thing's happening. And we find out all about that.
Oh.
It's a good one. I know. Okay, you guys, right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Amy Schumer. Actually, you know what's funny is I don't know if the rest of the joke is right there, but she goes on to, you know, extra tiny, I think is what she says. It's like, I want the rolled up mattress with a rope attached to it. Anyway, Amy Schumer, everybody. She's at the Paramount Theater Sunday, October 21st. You can also buy the tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But why would you if you want a pair right now? Come on.
800-400-3697.
Caller number 9. Come on. Okay. Listen. Aretha Franklin, very sad loss for the world. The
yes.
entire world. She died on the 16th, and they are the funeral is today. So they're going to live stream this. In fact, I want to say it's happening right now. I think it was 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Is Detroit
right.
on Eastern time?
I think.
Yes.
Is it 2 or 3 hours?
Detroit, I do believe, is 3 hours Eastern time.
Okay. Because it's possible it's Central,
yeah,
but
I think
it's Eastern.
It's 3 hours, right, yeah.
So that was supposed to start at 10 o'clock this morning, their time. So, and I want to say it's on CNN, it's on Fox, live streamed via the Associated Press.
TMZ is streaming it also.
Okay, so you'll be able to find this pretty easily. And you want to, because there are going to be performances from lots of different big stars.
Mm.
Yesterday, there was a big concert, like a free concert that people got to go to. And Patti LaBelle, who famously has feuded with Aretha over the years.
Allegedly.
She sang You Are My Friend, belted it out, and they called it the best tribute of the night.
Mm-hmm.
23 acts performed yesterday. Four Tops, Gladys Knight, Johnny Gill, Ron Isley, and obviously tons of others. So that was...
Oh, I'm watching, it looks like Bill Clinton just showed up.
Oh. Yeah, there's going to be a few past presidents, and it's. I mean, this is going to be a star-studded thing. There is a set list for the funeral.
Oh, cool.
It looks like Jennifer Hudson, who is going to be playing her, apparently, in a
That's
an upcoming biopic. She is going to do Amazing Grace.
That's great.
This is at the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. Ariana Grande is going to perform Natural Woman, which she did, I want to say, on Fallon?
Yep.
A week or so ago.
Sure did.
Broke down afterward. Faith Hill is going to do What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Oh, should we hear that? No. How's that going?
Stevie Wonder's rendition of the Lord's Prayer, and Fantasia Moreno, who's going to do Precious Lord.
Wow, those are some vocalists there, buddy.
Yeah.
Some singers.
So there you go. That starts at 10 o'clock. It's live streamed everywhere. So, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock our time. It's already beginning. Yesterday, we were horrified to learn that on Tuesday and Wednesday...
We were not horrified.
We were horrified. By we, I mean... All of us. We can't believe they're manhandling Aretha Franklin's body and wrestle her in and out of new outfits every day.
Certain individuals overreacted to the request of the diva and legendary singer.
She didn't have a will. There's no way she wrote out how she wanted to have her body manhandled and changed into different outfits.
She told her friends. She's like, listen.
On Tuesday, she wore red. And actually, we noticed on Tuesday what she was wearing because her legs were crossed. And I thought, oh, how odd. And I guess it's just because we don't normally see dead people's ankles. They usually have the bottom of the casket closed. But no, it's full open casket. So red on Tuesday, baby blue on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And Musi and I were horrified to find out yesterday that they'd changed her outfit.
Again.
Who's
again.
For a third time.
Now,
you were horrified to use that?
We were. It's
yeah, I don't think. I'm
it
like,
seems
okay.
Like, really?
I think it's weird.
You're stripping her. You're taking her out of the coffin. Yeah. Stripping her. They even put her in a different coffin.
Yeah.
I think they're sticking with this coffin, though. This bronze
is this,
one.
Okay, the bronze.
Yesterday, they changed her again into a rose gold dress with, I think, sequined gold Louboutins.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And today, there is a fourth change.
That's what's up.
Which I think means I win. It's a gold dress. I did say gold MA, but it's, let's see if I can find the exact thing.
Hold on. It's a white alabaster?
So, no, it's not. It's gold.
What did I say? I said it was going to be silver sequins.
Sequin. Marcus said shiny sequins, silver dress.
So today, apparently, she is dressed in gold for her final outfit. They are saying, let's see if they describe the dress. A full-length gold dress, sequined heels.
Yeah, you said gold lamé, black coffin.
But yeah, but I'm wrong. I'm wrong on the coffin.
Yeah, but the
she's
dress.
In the same.
Is bronze
I thought for
coffin?
Sure it was going to be
it's
white.
Still that bronze. You know what? And when you said white, I was like, I bet you usually
like
wins.
She's an angel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And they go on to, you know, they're all saying, oh, she would have wanted this. I don't know.
Of course she would have wanted it.
I don't know
it.
If dead people want to be repeatedly removed from their coffin, stripped down, manhandled into another dress, wrestled into it.
You are severely underestimating the wants and needs of a legendary diva.
Yesterday she wore a sparkling rose gold floor-length gown accentuated with pink beaded lace and paired with gold sequined Christian Louboutin heels.
Nice.
Her accessories were a custom-made pink South Sea pearl necklace. Don't. She's dead, man. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, Marcus.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know what you guys are laughing
about. He's cackling about a pearl necklace. We all know what he's getting at.
Giggity. All right.
Paul. Anyway, poor woman. I hope they're done wrestling with her now.
Oh, man.
God. It better not change her again. So she's getting put in the ground today, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Do we know if she's getting buried or if she's going to be taken somewhere and cremated?
I do not know.
Hey, did you guys hear about this thing where people are getting buried and they're like being planted in pods?
Yeah.
And
wait, this is where they don't put them in a coffin. They wrap them like in a biodegradable sheet.
Yeah.
And put them just in the ground.
With mushroom spores.
That, to me, is kind of odd.
No,
I think
that's,
it's excellent.
That's
I didn't say it's not excellent, as you're saying.
What means you go
odd.
Back to the earth? You become dirt again.
The way you're supposed to go.
Which is how you're supposed to go. You're supposed to decompose.
From dust you came, into dust you shall return.
I mean, when you, look at,
Genesis,
all, when you look at all the prime acreage that's eaten up by cemeteries, it really is. You know, what are you going to do?
And the other great thing about the mushrooms
is... Can't get that back.
If you have mercury in your teeth or any other toxins in your body, the mushrooms eat all that stuff up and they turn it into something good.
Thank you, Hooman.
That's amazing. That's
great.
Amazing.
I didn't know that elements can be turned into other things. But
the more you know.
People keep saying when they dress a body, they slice the clothing up the back so they only have to put it over the front of the body, then tuck it underneath and smooth it down.
They're nudifying
her. They're not manhandling the body.
They are.
Exactly.
They are. They're removing it repeatedly and putting it back in repeatedly and arranging it and touching it. Stop touching her!
Something's going to be done.
She's dead!
The way Yuzette just described that, it's exactly what you said. Maybe they should have the tearaways because that's what it is. If you're splitting it up, they're just tearing it away.
Yeah, like the paper dolls when you were a kid.
Right, with the little tabs over the shoulders.
Yeah, that's what it was. God, just throw some Velcro on.
Love those dolls.
Yeah.
Did you also have the
fashion plates?
Those were more like that, right? We were
those
hanging on.
Fun.
But what were the, like, they were like sticky form or something. They were plasticky, like soft rubbery things, and you'd stick the different dresses on,
what?
And they didn't need tabs. You know what I'm talking
about? I don't
know
this at all.
I just remember the fashion plates.
Color form.
Do not recall.
Can you look up color form dresses? Okay. I think you'd remember this. They were like, you'd peel them off of this. They weren't sticky like a sticker, but they were sort of rubbery tacky and they would stick on.
Don't recall at
nothing?
All.
It's not popping up?
Color form dresses?
Put in color form dresses.
I did.
And it didn't.
I'm lucky I remember the paper dolls.
Did you hear that?
God.
He's mad
I did.
At you.
Well, I asked him for a lot of stuff.
No. You asked me if I put it in color form, and I said I did.
I did,
ma'am.
Oh. Oh, that's messed up.
Wow.
You hurt my feelings.
Wow.
Calling me old all day. It hurts. Oh, it hurts, God. Ma'am. Ma'am, don't ma'am me. What am I, your drill sergeant?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Who cares? It's Friday. No one does.
Happy day.
Oh, dude, my feelings are really hurt. Day. In my feelings, Key doesn't love me.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no. No.
Do you love me?
You? Now I really hate you.
Hey,
this is just your way of getting back at me.
You called it. I'm just here to support you.
I said Kiki does not love me.
I think she does.
I typed in color form and it came up for me. There's Melissa and Doug, tops and tights, magnetic dresses.
Oh, all
comes
right.
with like 60 pieces. They're retro. Huh?
Don't recall that at all. Yeah.
Did you type in just color form or color form dresses?
Color form dresses.
Oh, I see.
So her computer's better than yours, I guess.
Guess so.
Okay. Here's something. Now, look, if you know me at all and you listen to this show, you've probably heard me go off on Stephen Colbert. I love that guy. I think he's an absolute genius. I was so sad when his show went away off Comedy Central because he was gone for quite a while before he picked up his late night show, which it has. He's really come into his own on his.
Oh, absolutely.
He took over. Is that whose slot is that? What?
I'm laughing because he still has the song on.
I'm gonna turn it off. Don't worry, I have a thing on this side.
All right.
So I'll just keep checking back periodically. Stop it. So Stephen Colbert took over for David Letterman.
Yep.
And he's a nerd when it comes to certain things. Like, never challenge him to Lord of the Rings trivia, of all things.
That or Bible
dude,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. He also knows a lot of Bible
Expert.
Stuff. Yeah. He's a big God guy. Oh. You'd like him.
I know. I hear him talking about it all the time.
Yeah. And so he is being interviewed by Rolling Stone, and he goes off on this freaking, I just started giggling when I read this story because I'm like, this is so him. Like, he's such a just a geeky dork when it comes to some of this stuff. So this is something only he would do. He's sitting down, Rolling Stone's interviewing him, and he somehow connected Chance the Rapper and Childish Gambino to Gilbert and Sullivan and Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
Yeah, well, Chance the Rapper is a big God guy too.
Oh. Yeah, he is.
Well, this has nothing to do with God. This is more, but this is really more about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, Lord of the Rings has to do with God too.
Does it?
Oh, yeah, J.R. Tolkien.
In what way? Like, where's the God
thing? I think we're searching.
It's
right
all
here.
Fantasy.
It is all fantasy, but...
Who's God in it? Who represents God, do you think?
Well, there isn't a specific God person, but there are, like, elements...
Well, there's good and evil, for sure.
Yeah, and the Trinity and stuff like that, and Gandalf.
What's the Trinity?
The Trinity is the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
No, I mean, no, what's the in Trinity in the Lord of the Rings?
Is it the three rings to bind them all?
Well, let me hear what he says.
That, okay.
So yeah, it has nothing to do with God.
Don't,
look too deep. Yeah. It doesn't have, there's not a lot of God stuff in this. Thank God. So there is a line in Chance and Gambino's, I guess they did a song together. It's called Favorite Song, and he couldn't get it out of his head. Stephen Colbert couldn't. And it's apparently kind of a rare rhyme scheme. And he realized the reason it was stuck was because the rhythm is the same as the one in a Gilbert and Sullivan musical, The Pirates of Penzance. I believe you were in that.
I was, yes.
See, there's a lot of human ties here. Okay. It's called the Major General's Song. Oh. So he's like, oh, this is the same rhythm as this one rhyme in the Major General song. And because he's such a J.R.R. Tolkien freak, he said, oh, that's also the Song of Arendelle from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my Lord.
He's so awesome.
That same scheme. So here's him putting it all together for Rolling Stone.
Yeah, he kind of sums it up.
Okay.
All right.
Don't you have that?
Well,
oh, because I turned you off. Oh, my God.
I'm off. I can't even play anything.
Turn off the Drake and play me the thing I want.
All right. I want to play you first. I want to play you the Gilbert and Sullivan.
Okay. So this is the...
Right.
Okay.
So here's Colbert just kind of summing it up.
And then does he also do the Song of Arendelle, or he doesn't? He just raps.
No.
I see.
No, he's just basically singing.
So it's not even as geeky as I had hoped it would be.
I'm impressed that he actually knows the lyrics.
Mm. He heard the thing and couldn't get it out of his mind.
Nice job, Stephen.
Yeah, so Stephen Colbert.
I found the...
I didn't know if that would be dead on arrival, that story, but I was like, I don't care. It's about Stephen Colbert. I love him.
I found the...
Turned out nicely, sir.
Oh, yeah, actually, it wasn't too bad, right.
I find it amazing.
I found the biblical references, but I'm sure you don't.
I don't.
Good God.
Hey, let's talk about Crazy Rich Asians. Crazy Rich Asians. If you think you're excited about the sequel, are you? Are you guys excited?
Hell, I am.
I'm
I mean, listen, here's the thing. All my Asian friends who saw it, even though I'm Asian too.
Minor, everybody.
Yeah, I'm Asian minor. They were so overjoyed, like, you know, not just Brynn, but like seeing Christine Yamaguchi and everybody else, like, they were just like, wow, this is so great. We've never seen a film like this. That's a Hollywood release. So of course I'm happy. I'm happy for
her. I'm happy too. I mean, it's done well. And then are they really already planning a sequel?
Yeah, it's already been greenlit.
This was a movie that had a little budget, $25 million, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
And it's already, it's 3 weeks out, and it's over $100 million already.
Yeah,
so, of course, here's the thing.
Have you watched it, Marcus?
No, I haven't seen it.
What are you hating for?
I'm not hating, it's just that I haven't seen it.
There's a series of books. So this one is based on the first book. And someone was saying this isn't even the whole first book.
Oh, really?
So there's
greater hope for it now.
There will be a million of these, apparently.
I guess the director, John
my thing is when a movie comes out and it's super popular and it's supposed to be a one-off and then it does really well, then they decide to make a sequel. I feel like it rarely ever works out well unless that sequel has been planned in advance.
Right.
Because then...
Hollywood just goes, oh boy.
Yeah, we
Let's
made a bunch of money.
Let's do more like that.
Yeah.
So, look, if you think you're excited for the sequel, Hooman, yet nothing on Singapore. They're freaking out.
Of course
over
they are.
There.
Well, so Singapore was difficult. John was telling us, like, he wanted Singapore Airlines to be the airline for the film. They're like, no. Now that the movie's killing it, Singapore has, like, changed their tune.
So they're saying rep for the Singapore's Infocom Media Development Authority.
Yeah.
Jesus, that sounds oppressive. tells TMZ that the first film was a huge boon to their... they have a very small movie biz, which is, I guess, was why everyone was saying no. They say most of the film was done in Singapore. Oh, $30 million budget.
Yeah.
Still, producers hired more than 300 local actors and crewmen to work on the film. And now, after banking close to $100 million at the box office in 3 weeks, they are moving forward with the sequel, likely based on, well, they're saying here based on the second book, but it sounds like they weren't even done with the first book. So, whatever, they're doing a sequel. China Rich Girlfriend is the name of the second.
Oh.
The second book. And they're saying there will no doubt be a much larger budget, meaning more actors, more crew, millions more dollars for the Singaporeans involved in the film.
They're saying Singapore is already pretty rich, seventh wealthiest nation in the world, mm-hmm. but it's good for the island's industry people who have, they say they've done 70 movies in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Which is not that much, apparently.
That's nothing.
Sounds like
actually.
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Well, just anyway, so congratulations.
Every year in the United States, 900 movies come out.
Yeah, 70 movies in 20 years is nothing.
Actually, 900 doesn't
That's
sound like
That's three movies a day just to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody well, that, makes movies. I mean, you were one of the three movies of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I was just about to say,
time.
That's just the ones that are made. We're not even talking about the ones that, you know, yeah, I mean, that's the ones that you see. Not
you
talking about the
see,
ones
right.
that don't even get distribution.
Right. That right. people just make. Yeah. I mean, we're just all we do is make movies. Yeah. We all think we're movie makers.
Yeah.
And quickly, to end up the 7:30 celebrity trash, Halle Berry is thrilled today. Looks like there's a royal with a big crush on her.
Shocking.
Mm. Ooh.
It's Prince
She's
Harry.
Crazy.
They have there's shots of him. I guess somebody went back in time and looked at him. He's about 18 years old, yeah. And he's in his dorm room, and he's got a few pictures of chicks up on the walls. But right in the middle of sort of a central kind of a pattern wall hanging, he's got a cutout of Halle Berry, like kneeling and looking at him all sultry.
Yeah. Nice.
And and he's sitting right under it.
Let me see it. Is there a picture of it?
Yeah. It's not the picture that's over on the right-hand side. It's the one in the circle above
his
head.
Oh, I see it.
Do
yeah.
you see it there? And she said, okay, hashtag Prince Harry. I see you. She tweeted.
Nice job, Harry.
Adding, let's see.
Here's the picture.
Hashtag Halle Berry poster from Missy Elliott's Work It.
Nice.
Oh, do you see it right there?
Look at Halle.
I know. She's so fine. You were just talking about her yesterday, or maybe the day before.
Yeah.
About
that's
how
a
much
great
you
picture
love
of
her. She's amazing.
Yeah.
His dorm room also featured a black and white photo of his mom, Princess Diana, on his desk. He was 12 when she passed. I was like, oh, I didn't realize they were that old, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I thought they were younger.
Because
well,
she died in 97, and they got married in the 80s, the mm-hmm. early, mid-80s.
Mid, it must have been. I want to say it was around 80 maybe. Hmm. I think they might have got married
early
in 1980.
80s, right? Because she was divorced when she died.
Yes. She had been divorced right. for a little while.
Yeah.
Anyway, Halle Berry, congratulations. You're amazing.
Yeah.
And Harry and Prince Harry thinks so, too.
There's no royals with pictures of me in their walls.
You don't know that.
I guess I don't really know for sure.
Let's just assume that you are up in the royals.
I guess it depends on which royal.
It's Sarah Ferguson, for sure.
I'm hoping it's the Queen.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Ooh, the things that I would do.
Well, I don't reveal this to many people. But I would like to say there's a young man. He lives stateside.
Sexting with the Queen.
And he's amazing. Tally ho, tally whacker. If you know what I mean.
I like my tally whacked.
His crumpet is generous. I don't mean to spill tea.
That's
but,
awesome. He's such a generous lover.
Oh, he's a giver.
You guys ever sexed? You and John?
Yeah, well, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you good at it?
I'm really good at it. He sucks at it. He just sends me pictures of his dong. I don't want those. Just write me some good stuff.
Not good at it either.
Yeah.
I just... Yuzi?
No, I think you're just fine at it, Marcus.
I think the one time I sent John something, I think
my petticoats in a flutter.
His reply was, what did you send me this for?
Well, he does not know the thrill of the modern day texting. Yeah.
Today's the anniversary of Princess Diana's death.
I thought that's why she was doing the story. You didn't know that?
Oh. You know what? I must not have gotten that far down in the story.
Yeah.
That's not why I did
tell
the story.
Tell him how many years, Brent.
Well, it's got to be
21
because it happened the first year I was here.
Yeah, 21
years. 21 years is correct.
I remember when it happened. We were on vacation.
Yeah, we were on vacation, and I think I called you from a payphone, and we were crying.
Oh, God.
And I was up in the...
Crying?
I was camping. I cried. I couldn't... Yeah. I loved her.
Yeah.
Dude, that's very nice to hear, darling. Now, put me back on with Marcus.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny will be back on Tuesday.
Yay!
He's been home for 2 weeks with little Edie Rose, who made it into the world on the 19th of August. What's the 19th, right?
Or the 20th? One of those days?
81918.
Yeah, 19th, right.
God, isn't it? You know, do you realize that Aretha Franklin died before Edie was born?
Damn, really?
Yeah. She died on the 16th, I think.
Right. That was,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
I was telling Newman.
Maybe I'm amazed.
Wow. Is it weird that I'm watching two funerals right now?
Who else's funeral?
John McCain.
Oh, right. That's going. Oh, geez, boy. That's, today's
is that
a
being
big
live streamed? Is that?
Yeah, I'm watching it on ABC right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch Joe Biden's 30-minute eulogy later today.
Isn't the Barack Obama?
I think a few people are speaking, yeah.
At Aretha's?
No, at Mr. Biden's. I mean,
right, at John McCain's.
How about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard choice to make between Aretha is Obama going to Aretha? Or he must be going to McCain's.
Yeah, he's doing
McCain's. Probably McCain's, and yeah. Clinton's over at Aretha's.
Oh, that's where I got all messed up on that.
Is reporting, there's a story that they gave you, the interns gave you, that the funeral is supposed to last more than 5 hours.
Aretha's? Oof.
Yes.
But
well,
yeah.
There's all kinds of, you know.
That makes sense.
Singing and yeah. Got some stars there. Everybody's going to speak.
When you're that big, you deserve at least a five-hour celebration. Mm-hmm. This has actually been a multi-day celebration.
Yeah.
And oddly
enough, costume changes.
Yeah.
People were taking selfies.
Oh, come gross. On. They were not.
They were.
Not with Aretha.
Oh, thank God. Oof. I thought you were saying they were like leaning over the casket. No.
But I will say that is something that people are doing now. They're taking selfies with corpses and bodies at funerals. It's weird. Dude.
I did it.
Ah, what?
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's
at your
weird
dad's?
You said.
When?
I
when did
you
it,
do it? At my mom's and my dad's funeral.
Wait, it's not like you posted it. That was for you.
It was for me.
Right.
And
they're your people
because it was like a number 3 iPhone. Oh, no. I don't have those pictures anymore.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Bummer. Because my mom and dad died and my grandma died, 3 deaths in the same year.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Yeah. So I believe I had my grandma. Photos
that's
of her
a tough year. Using.
Yeah,
holy
it was rough.
Cow.
Do you still have that phone?
I do.
Oh, we can get the pictures off.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Just bring
yeah,
just
the
bring
pictures
the
are on the
in.
Phone.
I totally still have that number 3 phone.
Do you
phone.
Still have the charger for that phone?
That wide charger?
Probably somewhere.
Yeah,
John,
just
John keeps everything.
Bring it in.
You can download
like,
that
it's still in its box.
Me and Bryn will get it off for you.
John keeps all the stuff.
That's great. Yeah, well, you got to get those off of there.
Yeah, that's he a good does. I didn't even think about
hell
that.
You probably have a ton of pictures on there you haven't seen in years.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's quickly get to the news. We really ate your whole break with Oh Happy Day
I'm
last
not
hour.
Tripping.
The Radio Alice play Report. That
again. Hey, news is sponsored by Koyuchi, offering 100%.
Ooh, soft and wonderful. I love me some Koyuchi.
It's great. Good old Koyuchi. Offering 100% organic cotton sheets. Koyuchi online at koyuchi.com. Speaking of selfies, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we were.
Women take selfies a lot. And do you know why?
Because we're so pretty.
Nope, that's not why.
Are you sure?
Women take selfies to compete with other women in economically unequal environments rather than out of patriarchal oppression.
What? Listen, a lot of what women do is for other women.
Oh, absolutely.
We know dudes will bang anything. We get that.
That is not true.
Really? The guy who will bang Roseanne Barr and Rosie O'Donnell? Really? You won't bang anyone?
Wait. But there's a specific reason.
Because they're famous?
That's right. Uh-huh. If they weren't famous, I'd run screaming.
Yeah, a couple drinks in, let me, Bertha's got you.
I'm going to step in for the guys here. Back me up, Bryn.
You'll bang anything. You'll at least think about banging anything.
I'm with you,
girls
Marcus.
Compete with other girls.
No.
What we wear, the makeup we do. Yeah. I think this makes perfect sense that the selfie is for other girls.
Yeah, researchers say that they've analyzed more than 68,000 sexualized self-portrait photographs, or selfies, posted on social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, across 113 countries. They found no association with gender oppression. They found that associations between sexy selfie prevalence and income inequality was directly related with greater sexualization in environments where incomes are unequal and people are preoccupied with relative social standing.
Mm-hmm. No, that is very in-depth. It's profound.
Women are more likely to invest time and effort into posting sexy selfies online in places where economic inequality is rising and not in places where men hold more societal power. And again, gender inequality is rife.
Huh. Because they wouldn't be allowed by the men. The men want to keep us down. We're rising up.
Do you remember the first time you kissed John?
Yep.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
What was that situation?
We had left a party to go to a liquor store. He was dating this girl, Doreen, at the time. And we got to talking about this camp that we had both gone to as kids. Well, I was a counselor there, and he had gone there, Camp Yamacus. It's right off Route 18 in Middleborough, Massachusetts. And he's like, oh, we're right near. Let's go down there. So we drove down there and started making out. That was the first time we kissed.
Did you make the move, or did he do it?
It was pretty clear when we started driving down the lonely dirt road to Camp Yamacus that that was what was going to happen.
Either we're making out or one of us is going to be beheaded.
And we just made out for a little while, and we went back to the party where his girlfriend was at. And, and we bribed, we're like, we're here with the liquor. Went to the packy, picked it up.
What about you? You that first kiss awkward? Has it ever been awkward?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's awkward. It's
yeah,
awkward.
It can be.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you kissed Tova?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tell us that story.
We had just gone out, and we had actually talked about like getting out of the friend zone.
Oh, so you guys have been friends for a while before? Or?
Well, I mean, we went to junior high school together.
Oh, that's right. You've known her forever.
So yeah, and so that evening we just kind of hung out, and then we somehow got on the. I think she brought it up where we started talking about just moving out in the friend zone, and then got home and. Tongues touched.
You had some awkward.
That's pretty
kisses.
Much it.
It can be, but the first time I kissed John was when I slept with him.
Well, you'd known him for a while.
Yeah, I've known him. I had known him for years.
And you guys went to like a hotel, didn't you? Your first
time.
Yeah,
he asked me. I asked
him. That's what's up.
Well, I asked. So when are you gonna? I heard he told me he was divorced because I had run into him a few years later.
Open door.
And I said, when are you taking me out? He said, how about tonight? I said, how about tonight?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Where do you want to go? You want to go out for dinner? You want to go out for... No, get a hotel room. Let's go do this thing. We both want it. I want it the most.
We met at a hotel, a hotel, bar, restaurant, whatever.
Like a Motel 6 or what?
He said, No. He said, would you like to eat here or order room service?
Boom.
Oh, gangster. That's smooth. That's good.
A line right there.
Room service.
Yeah.
I'll go room service, please.
Yeah. I feel like it,
Alec.
I don't know. I just now that I think about it, I feel like it's always been kind of. That's the only time I've ever really been nervous, like with a date or whatever, when it's time for that first kiss, because you really don't know that it's cool until you actually make the move.
I know.
And you have to just go. You know what?
How do we know? We don't really.
You don't.
Yeah.
Even when you think it's like, oh, it's going down, and then you make that move and realize, oh. It's not. I completely miscalculated this.
Sometimes a girl will really let you know, other times not so much. You know?
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting across the table from someone like, this is, I'm having a great time. I can't wait to kiss you later. And then the guy knows it's on.
That would
then,
be great, actually.
Yeah, see?
If you
and
get that pure green light.
Yeah. Right. And then the whole conversation takes a turn like, oh
yeah.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It is all.
It is on.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it.
Kissing is great.
Maybe like a toe up the back of the thigh right there.
Oh, not now that you ruined the moment.
tell Marcus what's behind this.
Marcus already knows the story. Nobody needs to hear it.
No, he doesn't.
Do you know the story?
I don't.
Okay, so do you know Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
It's Hooman's gorgeous blonde friend from Santa Rosa.
Oh.
You know Rachel, right?
Probably.
I don't know if you know her or not, but anyway.
Is she in the rotation?
Roanoke Park.
Roanoke Park, sorry.
Okay.
So they go out. I think they went and saw a movie together or something, you know?
Yes.
But not as a date,
yes.
Necessarily, although he likes her. So they're in the car, and this song's going, Redbone, play this, crank this up. And she's
good
like,
song.
This is great. This is a great song. And he looks over at her, and he leans in, and she goes, are you going to kiss me right now? And he leans back and goes, not now that you ruined the moment.
Get out of here. She just made the moment awesome when she said that.
Are you going to kiss me right now?
That's hot as hell.
Right.
Are you going to kiss me right now?
Nah, it shouldn't be spoken.
You lean
just,
further in.
No.
Yeah. It's, I should have kissed you five
What's
minutes
that
ago.
That's
What's
right.
That Is that what it sounds like?
That's what it sounds like.
Not only like am cougars. I going to kiss you right now, I'm going to kiss you a long time.
Yep.
And a lot.
That's
I'm
going to
kiss
said.
You now, yeah. In a minute, in 10 minutes.
Sounds like you guys just talk about
it. I'm going to kiss you forever.
Head
How are you
going to
kiss me for?
Stop it in the middle somewhere.
I'm going
to
put my tongue in places.
Should I turn the timer on?
So.
Gross. Happy Friday, everybody! Woo!
I'm going to give you the story of this couple's very first kiss.
Okay. Oh, there was a story behind all this.
Right. This happened about 10 months ago.
All right.
Just now making headlines, but last October, a 56-year-old guy from Santa Cruz, California, named Max Montgomery, started dating a 45-year-old woman named Andy Traynor.
How old is he?
56.
Okay.
She's 45.
All right.
And for their first date, they decided to go surfing.
Let's go surfing now. Where did you say this is?
Santa Cruz, baby. Okay. With me. In the middle of their surfing date.
Yes.
Something really bad happened.
Bruh, what happened?
Max.
Nothing bad happens in Santa Cruz.
Nobody can remember anything bad happening. Max had a heart attack.
Oh my God, that is bad.
And collapsed on the beach. But luckily, Andy happens to be a doctor.
Oh, of course she is.
So she immediately started doing CPR and she saved this guy's life.
And now are they going to get married?
Paramedics showed up a few minutes later and shocked his heart back into rhythm. And a wildlife photographer happened to have a camera set up that got it all on video.
Oh, wow.
Max had surgery the very next day. And now almost a year later, they're still together. And they say they are madly in love.
Oh, madly in love. I love that. And I want
Andy,
to love you madly.
What song is
that? It's called Love You Madly by Cake.
Yeah.
I want to love you now. I want to love you.
And guess what?
What?
The mouth-to-mouth was literally the very first time.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Does that count?
Does that count?
That definitely counts.
On Baywatch, it counts. Right?
I got really turned on when you were reviving me from drowning. I was half dead, but I had movement down there.
That's a very cool story, though, right?
It's a great story. Now they're madly in love.
And before we go to break, there's this.
I love this song.
Is this a country song?
It is.
It's Kid Rock.
Yeah, it's Kid Rock.
Oh, this is Kid Rock?
Tom Petty on the radio.
Laziest states. Laziest states in the union.
Say that again.
The laziest states in the union.
Oh, I will say Mississippi.
I'm going to say California.
Laziest states, you are incorrect, sir.
Alabama.
You are, yes, you're right.
All right, Alabama!
Are they basing this on unemployment
figures?
They
don't even say the whole name of their state.
It's based on work hours, it's based on unused vacation time, and it's based on the number of folks with multiple jobs.
Bama.
The laziest states in the union are Michigan, Rhode Island, West Virginia, New Mexico, Oregon, Ohio, Nevada, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Alabama. Oh. Hardest working states, Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Texas, Colorado, Virginia, and Kansas.
California love.
Kansas.
Oh, man. Not California?
California did not make either list.
No,
it's not. We're right in the middle.
You know why? Because we're balanced here.
California knows how to party.
You want to play the montage on the other side of the break?
We definitely have to do the montage. We'll give away some tickets for Leon Bridges, and then we are going to get down with it.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.